Okay. Meshechach ben Parshat Vayishlach. Perek Lamed Gimel Pasuk Yud Chet. Pasuk says, Ve'evo Yaakov Shalem Ir Shechem She'eretz Kanan Ve'evo Mipadan Aram Vayichan Et Pnei Ha'ir. Vayichan Et Pnei Ha'ir. Yaakov came to Ir Shechem, tells you where it is, and it says, and he rested Et Pnei Ha'ir. What's this Et Pnei Ha'ir? So the Meshech Chachma quotes an interesting medrash. We've been discussing for a while now, and I told you it's a constant theme in the Meshech Chachma, how he talks about the Avos keeping the Torah. So in general, whenever we discuss the Avos keeping the Torah, our sources are pasuk regarding Avram Avinu. Well, if Avram did it, he told Yitzchak to do it, who told Yaakov to do it, etc. So here is an interesting, the medrash says, it never says Avram kept Shabbos, but it does tell us Yaakov kept Shabbos. And how do we know Yaakov kept Shabbos? And it's this pasuk. That he showed up to the city when it was getting dark. So what does it mean? So he tells us that it's referring to Erev Tchumen. What are the rules of Erev Tchumen? Erev Tchumen is that wherever you are for Shabbos, so actually if you're in a certain city, so you can walk around that whole city. But wherever the city limits ends, you can only travel 2,000 amos outside of that end of town, outside of civilization. You can only go 2,000 amos further. If you were to leave food 2,000 amos away, you could go an additional 2,000 amos. But that's in general, al regalachas, what the rules of Eretz Chumen are. So the Meshech Chachma says, you know what happened to Yaakov Avinu? He didn't make it to the town. But he didn't want to stop, and he wanted to be able to get to the city. So he made it just close enough that he was within 2,000 amos of the city. And then the Meshech Chachma goes into a discussion over a machlokas, if I'm within 2,000 amos of the city, and I told you the rule is that you're allowed to walk around the city even beyond 2,000 amos. Your city is 10,000 amos wide, you can walk all 10,000 amos because it's all considered settled and civilized, and you're allowed to walk there. So what if I'm 1,900 amos away from the city, so I can get 100 amos into the city? Can I go beyond that? So there's a machlokas there, and it could be that Yaakov was more machmir, or he was following that shita. That is his discussion, is the halachic. But basically it points out that Yaakov was keeping the laws of Erev Tchumen. Okay, with that in mind, he asks a very interesting question. Why is it that we're told that Yaakov kept Erev Tchumen? In fact, when we're told that Avram kept the mitzvot, the Gemara Yoma tells us that Avram kept even Erev Tavshilin. Avram kept Erev Tavshilin. Yaakov kept Erev Tchumen. Is there any reason why it's known that Avram was the source of, was even keeping Erev Tavshilin, and Yaakov was the source of even keeping Erev Tchumen? So says the Meshech Chachma the following. He said, we all have a soul, and just like we need to eat, and animals need to eat, our soul needs to eat. And it could be that for many beings in the world, the majority of the world, seven mitzvot is all they need to eat. But the Jewish soul needs a lot more mitzvot. And Am Yisrael, for that to happen, we need a lot of people together in Am Yisrael. Ein Hashchina Shora Ela Ba'Alfei Revivot Yisrael. We need thousands of people together. And he says, what was Avram Avinu all about? Avram Avinu was all about spreading Hashem, spreading the idea of Hashem, Hashem's message to the whole world. And in fact, Avram thought he was alone. I'm the only one. We call him Avram Ha'ivri. He was on the other Iver. He was on the other side of everybody else. Everyone else was worshipping all sorts of things. Avram was the monotheist. Okay, and Avram thinks, okay, I have a son, and his first son, Yishmael, does he follow his ways? No. So Avram said, that's it. I have to do something about this. So he was Nata Eshel. He planted, so it could be a tree, but Chazal or Dorishit to refer to his hospitality. So Avram would invite lots of people and spread Torah, spread the ideas of Hashem. And a nefesh asher asu b'charan, the pasuk says. So how do we explain what that, the Midrash explains those words in Lech Lecha? That Avram was megayer them, or makariv them. And the Meshech Chachma adds in something else. You know when there was a famine in Eretz Yisrael, Avram could have gone to any neighboring country. Gone to Lebanon, Syria, you know, all the way around. Why is he going? He could have gone to Jordan. Why did he go down to Egypt? So he says, in Egypt, they were known at the time as the source of Chachma, the Chartumim were there. Avram wanted lifalpel ukarvam l'shitato. If he could beat them in an argument, it would spread the word, and that would be the greatest spreading of Hashem's message to the whole world. So Avram was all about trying to include as many people as possible. Therefore, what is it that Avram did? Avram did achnasas orchim. What mitzvah did he do? Afilu kiyem erev tavshilin. What does erev tavshilin allow you to do? It allows you to cook more. Why is that useful? If you want lots of guests. It's yontif and you have more guests, you can cook for them. So Avram needed to do erev tavshilin. Yaakov. For non-Jews? Okay. Could be. Good question. Good question. But the idea of needing more food, you know, he cooked it for himself, and it made his pot better and bigger to cook more. There's all those at Erim. Kaval Gerim. Oh, the Gerim. That's true. La'achnis orchim l'kaval Gerim tachan kanfe yashlina. But Yaakov didn't need to do this. His son, you know, the Midrash tells us, Avram had a son who, meaning the Midrash, your understanding of the Torah tells us, Avram had a son who wasn't from, went off the Derech. Yitzchak had one that, you know, what are, even if we want to explain all this Midrashim, that we talk about Esav, you know, there's this idea that sometimes that Ishmael and Esav were tzaddikim and just their chait was on their ma'ala, okay, there's a machlokas amongst Midrashim, Mefarshim, 20th century Rashi Yeshiva. Okay, so, fine. On his madrigo is a chait. Chazal tell us, Yaakov was the first, it's a midrash, Chazal tells us, Yaakov was the first one, Shemitato Shlema. What does that mean? That all his kids were from. Okay, unlike Avram and Yitzchak, all his kids were from. So the Meshech Chachma tells us that Yaakov said, hey, Avram had to gather around as many people, invite them all in, break open the boundaries. He needed a tent with four doors, and he can spread Hashem's word. You know what I can do? I can close all the doors, lock in my 12 kids, and they will be enough in order to bring the Shechina, the Hefech. The more I separate us from the outside, the better we will able to accomplish what we want to accomplish. And he said, the Emes HaChachma says, in fact, that's why Yaakov never tried to stop Lavan from worshipping idols, and he even got annoyed at Rachel for taking Lavan's idols. Leave him be. We'll be from. Let everybody else be what they want to be. When he went down to Mitzrayim, did he go and move into Mitzrayim and try to affect everybody? No. He made sure, we're going to be separate. We're going to be in Choshen. And Meshech Chachma says this continued, and we made David and Shlomo, that they wouldn't take Gerim. There was this idea of, let us work on ourselves, let us get to who we are and who we wanted to be. So Avram Avinu was Mekayim Erev Tavshilin. That was a way of bringing in as many people as possible. Yaakov established Erev Tchumen. What does Erev Tchumen do? It sets up a boundary, a border. I could go 2,000 amos, no more. I can't go meet other people. I can't bring in other people. Oh, there's more people there. You can bring them. You go get them. No, I can't get them. I'm going to stay right here. I'm going to stay right here in my home. And therefore, Avram couldn't have established Erev Tchumen because that would have limited who can come hear Hashem's ideas and the Torah and everything that Avram wanted to spread. Yaakov, he could set up borders. He could set up boundaries. Vayikam Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar, that Am Yisrael made a tchum. It was just them. It was just them there. And the irony, though, what was the bracha of Yaakov? Bracha of Yaakov was Faratzta Yama Vaked Matzafon Vanegba. You're going to spread out and take over. You're going to have the utmost success in reward for the fact that you knew when to enclose and have boundaries and set limits. And that's a very important lesson that the Meshech Chach was trying to give. That it could be that there are times that we have to go out and meet people and go out and do kirov and be involved in camps and schools and organizations and conferences and everything else. And there could be times for that. And could be times as well that we're supposed to focus on ourselves and our own family, on our own home, making sure that we're strong, making sure that we're able to be the Markevet L'Shechina alone. And then our reward can come, that we'll be able to spread out and influence. That could happen later. Faratz de Yamavakedma. That could all happen. But first, sometimes you have to close the doors and be able to focus and work on yourself and perfect yourself. And those are both models. And we're not saying one model is, you know, Avraham Avinu is a wonderful model and Yaakov Avinu is a wonderful model. We're not, I don't know that here he passes judgment on one or the other. But at some point, there may be times that you're supposed to be like Avraham Avinu, trying to just get out and spread the message and meet as many as possible. And there's times in our life that we're supposed to be like Yaakov, working on ourselves, working on our own family, working on our own talmid, and working on our own environs, and without worrying about the klal. And both of those are true. And we should be matzliach to figure out which time is which.